know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
If you know the rules of the game, I don't care what color. Can you make me $100 million?
Let's talk money. Let's talk.
Can you make me that? If you can't make me that, I won't talk to you. You shouldn't even have this tape.
Hey, I got money on my mind. I'm just trying to get some dough. I ain't picking up my line unless it's money on the phone. Gotta get it on the daily. All I want is dubs. You know what I'm on. I've been chasing after paper. All I know is run money marathon.
Welcome to the Common Sense Podcast. Our goal for the podcast is to normalize wealth and help you create a financial legacy. We'll share helpful financial resources and tips that will be useful along your financial journey. Enjoy the broadcast. Hey, everybody. I hope everybody is having a great day on purpose, that it is a purpose-filled day for you. I just got off the phone with a client. We were talking about some being financially responsible during the holiday times, and I wanted to kind of share some of the information that I shared with them to you. As a part of the conversation, you know, we discussed something that many of you have done and will find yourself in a similar situation. November came based on COVID fatigue. We just felt like, you know, I'll just say we in general, you know, many of us felt like we needed to go out and have the big Thanksgiving that we typically have, although we may not have had as many people as we have had in the past. Or for some of us, because we were not with people like normal and we would each maybe make a dish, this time we were responsible for making the whole Thanksgiving dinner yourself. Well, that may not have been something that you have budgeted for. However, it's money that was spent. And the very next day, we had a situation where we walked right into Black Friday. And we know retail, that's like the retail day that everybody is looking for. Everybody is looking forward to Black Friday because that's when you're trying to get the most bang for your buck. That's when you're trying to catch all the deals, all the steals, right? However, Black Friday typically happens right before the 1st of December, which is when mortgage payment, rent payments, and car notes, things of that nature are scheduled to be due. So many of us have a tendency of borrowing from borrowing in November. We will borrow December's bill money, and in December, we borrow from January, which places us in a very peculiar position come January, February, and March, because now we're playing catch up, right? So what I want to do is I just want to talk to you a little bit about a couple do's and don'ts over the holiday season to help you make it through the holiday season and allow you to be fiscally responsible, okay? So the first thing that I want you to do is I don't want you to overspend. I want you to set holiday spending limits. Like typically we tell you throughout the year to create a budget. However, we want you to create a budget particularly for the holiday season. So with that, we want you to give your credit card and your mind a holiday by limiting what you buy and what you can safely buy. That means that you're only spending what's in your account. And not what's in your account, but what can be taken out of your account, right? We want you to be very realistic about your budget when you're doing this. And the other thing that I want you to do is I want you to avoid impulse buying, right? What is impulse buying? Impulse buying is when you go into a Target, a Marshall's, a Home Goods, because Home Goods, Marshall's are very good at getting people to impulse shop, right? So you're in line, you're standing 6 feet behind someone, and then someone is standing 6 feet behind you, and so now the line is longer than it typically is, right? And all the way around, there's different things that are surrounding you to buy. So as you're waiting, you are looking at different things. You're looking at hot chocolate. You're looking at slot machines. You're looking at soaps. You're looking at coffee cup mugs. You're looking at all kinds of gifts and gadgets, and oh, such and such would like this. There's doggy vests and doggy collars. And oh, this is so cute. Oh, I didn't see this. Oh, I could use this. And guess what? By the time you get to the register, you've picked up 5 or 6 additional things that you never walked in the store to get. That is impulse shopping. You have now just spent more money than you had intended on spending because these are items that you did not go into the store to purchase, right? So I want you to be very intentional when you go into the store to shop. Set your budget, know what you're going in there for. And although you're looking at as you're waiting in line, tell yourself, I did not come in here for that. That is not something that I need. That is not something that I'm going to buy today. Okay? So let's avoid overspending and impulse buying. The second thing that I don't want you to do is I don't want you to open a store branded credit card. Now, why don't I want you to order a store branded credit card? Because if I open it, they're going to give me 10 to 20% off. Yes, they're going to give you 10 to 20% off that purchase. So you may get 10 to 20% off that purchase, which may be a total of $300, right? However, that 10 to 20% off isn't really going to benefit you unless you're making a really large purchase, okay? So if you're talking 10 to 20% off of something that you're spending $300 on, you're talking about $30 to $60, right? That's taxes. You're going to end up paying that right back in taxes. They're just taking the taxes off of that. However, you're going to be paying a high interest rate on those on that card. And every time that store has a sale, what are you going to do? You're going to go and use that card. So now you have increased your budget. You have increased your spending because you have a card that you really don't need. You just use it because they told you you can get 10 to 20% off of the cost of whatever it was that you were buying that day. Now, it's different. If you're going to buy a refrigerator, a stove in Lowe's or Sears, someone offers you a credit card and they're going to take 25% off and you're buying a very big purchase, a refrigerator, microwave, stove, dishwasher, package deal like that, then that makes sense. It makes sense to then open that store branded card. But do not open a store branded card as an impulse or just to be able to get 10 to 25% off of whatever you're purchasing for that day, because in the long run, it's going to cost you more than what it's costing you at that moment. Okay. And now what I do want you to do is I want you to build better spending habits. So what does building better spending habits mean? That means for every dollar that you spend on a gift that you have budgeted to spend on a gift. So just say, keep this very simple. Say I'm going to spend $400 on gifts this Christmas, right? So for every $400 every dollar that I'm spending, that is going to equate to $400, I'm going to find a way to remove that from my regular spending every month. So this month that I'm spending $400, then that means in January, I want to find a way to take that same $400 that I'm spending this month, and I want to set it aside in my savings, right? So what that is doing is that is allowing me to create a savings. That's money that I'm going to put in my savings account, okay? So next year, say I'm going to spend $400. Well, the money that I save from this January, I can spend next December. And then February through, November, I can take that same $400, that's 10 months out of the year, and that's $4,000 that I have saved that year simply. So I'm creating better spending habits and I'm also saving. I'm creating a budget. I'm creating an emergency nest in case something happens, right? And then the last thing that I want you to do, because we talked about credit cards, for those of you that have credit cards with companies like Chase, Discover, American Express, Capital One, they're offering you all of these types of rewards. I want you to activate your bonus deals and rewards on your credit card, okay? So what does that mean? That means that for every time you go to Starbucks, if you're activating your bonus and your rewards, it may say for every time you use this card to go to Starbucks from now until January 1, you get 10% off. Well, you're going to Starbucks anyway, and you're putting it on a card. So use the card that's going to give you money back, that's going to give you 10% off of that purchase. Or if you're going to Macy's, and that card says we're going to give you 20% off every time you shop at Macy's. You know what? Use that particular card, but make sure you pay the balance of what you spent off within that same month. So that's the thing in being fiscally responsible is that we want you to make sure that you don't overspend and that you don't overbuy, that you remember that this is the season of giving. However, it doesn't mean that you have to give what you don't have. We want you to be financially well, spiritually well, and mentally well. And most importantly, guys, we want you to be safe. And I got to jump off this phone because I got a client that keeps calling in and I need to get this call. So you guys have a great day. Let us be a part of your financial journey. You can book a free consultation and talk to a credit specialist today. Contact us by email at credit, C-R-E-D-I-T, sense, C-E-N-T-S, 813@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at credit sense. That's C-R-E-D-I-T-C-E-N-T-S. Or call us or text us at 813-434-07. We hope you enjoy our future episodes.
Hey, I got money on my mind. I'm just trying to get some dough. I ain't picking up my line unless it's money on the phone. Gotta get it on the daily. All I want is dubs. You know what I'm on. I've been chasing after paper. All I know is run money marathon.